there anyone that would like to volunteer to give our opening prayer this morning? Any volunteers?
Tom Bill.
Heavenly Father, we come to you today, Lord. We thank you for this great country that we live in, this opportunity we have to come together to deal about our county business. We ask, Father, now for wisdom and guidance and direction in all things that our commissioners will be deciding. We ask for patience and understanding in all things. We thank you for this great country, the men and women who serve, protect, and keep us all safe.
Amen. You'll join me in our pledges to our United States and Texas flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor
the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Okay, let the record reflect that all members of court are present with the exception of Commissioner Clark. We'd ask also that you keep him and his family in your thoughts and prayers as he's fighting some battles right now. Commissioners, we need to entertain a motion to approve our Commissioner's Court agenda.
Move. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Proclamations and resolutions. National Health Center Week. We have someone to read that resolution. No one here. Commissioners.
Move. Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Employee of the Month. Good morning.
Morning, Commissioners. We are presenting July Employee of the Month today, and I would like to have Bobby Powell and Gilbert Halamu come up here.
Good morning, Judge. Good morning, Commissioners.
Good morning.
We have nominated Stephanie Keaton for Employee of the Month for the month of July. Stephanie has worked with us for many years. She's diligent. She's has some dignity with her job. And we had some really nasty things that we had to do last month with inventory. We had to get into some pretty dingy, tight spaces. And Stephanie worked with us for 10 to 12 hours a day and then was going and doing other places afterwards. And I never heard a complaint from her. You know, some of the places we work are nasty from time to time. They're just dusty and dirty, and she's kind of small. She was able to squeeze into places I couldn't. So I felt it was necessary to nominate her, and Gilbert.
Well, first, I want to thank Bobby and his IT team for recognizing Stephanie. And, you know, as a service department purchasing, a lot of times we get beat up. It's really nice to hear user department, especially like IT, recognize and nominate an employee of ours. So with that, I really want to thank you guys, and thank you, Stephanie, for the work you did. She stepped up. She wasn't too sure if she wanted to be the inventory manager for a little while, but I told her she got to get out of the office a lot, and I don't think she expected 12-hour days, but she did it, and always with a smile. So congratulations, Stephanie.
Yeah, congratulations, Stephanie. Good.
Okay, commissioners, would entertain a motion to approve a minutes of our commissioners' court regular session dated July 10th, 2018.
Move.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Under consent, have two items, commissioners, 9F2C on page 4, I'd like to bring to the open agenda.
Say that one more time, what is it?
9F2C on page 4. And items 902 two and three on page seven are to be deferred.
Say that again, Judge.
9-0, two and three on page seven of the airport. Those two are to be deferred. Those are the only changes that I have, Commissioners, unless there's something else you'd like to bring forward. We do have one individual signed up to speak on a consent agenda item, Mr. Bill O'Sullivan.
We need to move on that first.
No, let him talk.
Good morning, gentlemen. Bill O'Sullivan, The Woodlands, Texas. I was speaking on a couple of agenda items. One, Mr. Eisler's appointment. We would like to see in writing in the contract that he can't get involved in restricting property tax reform. The second item was that we would like to see, in terms of ethics, that a stronger ethics be passed. And another thing should be added to Mr. Eisler's agenda. These benefits are going to take your lungs in the coming years, unless something is done with them. And it's my understanding that's restricted at the state level. So he should assist you in that so you can get control over it. Because we've seen across the country that benefits have put major areas like counties, cities, into bankruptcy. So if he's going up there to work for you, he should work on that. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Commissioner, is there a motion on the consent agenda with those changes?
I move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, item 9F2C on page 4. Commissioner, you put this under consent. We looked at this item a year ago. I was surprised to see it under the consent agenda.
I just put it on the agenda, and it's a professional services contract under $50,000, which every single one of those goes on consent. So I'm not sure why you'd be surprised, but in any event.
We talked about it a year ago was the reason.
Doesn't change the fact that I still believe that this county needs to be doing a better job of lobbying for state and federal funding to help with our highways, and now with this flood program. And the agenda item is before the court. I move on that.
Is there a second?
Motion dies
for lack of a second. Any comments?
Yeah, I do think we need some help. I really do, and I like what Rob Eisler is doing. I like what he's doing with Woodlands, Westwood Improvement District. I think we need some clarification of what he is going to be doing. We need to know what he's going to be doing, who he's going to be reporting to. And I think that's something that we need to talk about and get lined out before we approve somebody going.
Well, all of that
somewhere else
was on the agenda, the whole contract. You could have read every page of it.
Okay. I could have.
With Mr. Osler reporting to Commissioner Nowak.
I could have read that, and I didn't read that. So what I think we need to do is we need to have a discussion. I don't want to be the king of workshops, because I can't seem to be getting the TxDOT to agree to come to the workshop. But for something this important, I think we all need to have open discussion how we're going to do that, what we expect, and I think that's the direction we need to be headed in.
However you want to see it proceed.
All right, motion dies for lack of a second.
Sorry, Rob.
Well, it ain't sorry, Rob.
Not Rob.
It's not that. It's not sorry, Rob.
Nothing personal, I'm telling you.
No, certainly not.
It's just something that we need to spend a little time on, I think.
Because obviously a year wasn't long enough.
Well, a year wasn't long enough. We never spoke about it since.
You know how many things get put on this agenda that we talk about here in open court? And I think that all of you would know that probably we shouldn't be talking anywhere but here about things like this. So now I think is a perfect time to address it. But if you don't want to, that's up to you.
Okay. I don't think it's
the time. Well, it is time of transparency to see an item that important under the consent agenda was surprising to me.
Oh, good Lord. You know anybody can pull anything they want to open, and you know why it was
and
under consent.
That's why I pulled it.
I think it's more wondering
they don't pass.
Why your staff can't put the backup on the agenda when they're asked to.
Well, a lot of times we don't get the backup,
nope,
Commissioner.
You got it. Here's an email. I think Jim Fredericks and Kimberly report to you. We asked them to put it on there as backup, and they did not do it. I'm sure things will change in January.
I'm sure they will.
We'll bring it back, Rob, okay?
Under item 10, which item 11A, consider discuss take appropriate action on the proposed Montgomery County Emergency Communications District operating budget for fiscal year 2019. The 911 budget.
I move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Item B, consider taking appropriate action on the interlocal agreement between Harris County Flood Control District and Montgomery County, San Center River Authority and the City of Houston regarding grant applications to the Texas Department of Emergency Management pursuant to TDEM's Hazard Mitigation Grant Program for grant funding to undertake the Regional Flood Protection Planning Project known as the San Center River Regional Watershed Study. Project and to provide funding in the amount of $169,292.68. The county's estimated proportional cost 25% of the local 25% match, and the funding source would be contingency.
I move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item C, consider and approve the appointment of Alexis Paul Sham to the Montgomery County Historical Commission. This is an individual that was recommended by the Historical Commission for membership to their board.
Move.
Second.
Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed.
Motion carries 3-1. Community Development, Dr. Ducharme.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm here to present the five-year plan submission for community development and to authorize Judge Doyle to sign the documents relating to the plan. I'd like to begin by asking Commissioner Nowak, you had called with a question.
I'm good.
You're
Your
good?
Staff answered it, yep.
Okay. Each of you received a synopsis of what we're doing. Does anybody have any questions?
No, looks good.
Okay.
Appreciate the hard work on it.
Thank you.
Good job.
I move.
Second.
Any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Item 13, Mr. Stewart.
Morning, Commissioners, Judge.
Morning.
Morning.
Consider and approve additional build-out of the third floor of the Sadler Building for the county attorney. Authorization is being sought pursuant to the direction given on July 10, 2018 by Commissioners Court, Agenda Item 11A.
Move.
Please name a funding source.
Move contingency.
What's going to happen there, Tim?
We're going to build out some offices and a probably a conference room on the third floor for the county attorney's office. And we'd originally done an estimate, but we tweaked it a little bit and it's changed a little bit, so we're asking for not to exceed $50,000.
And it'll still leave the balance of that floor available to use for other issues?
Well, ERP's currently, or was currently, half built out down there now on the other end, but yes.
In the capital improvement fund, and there are some projects that we don't expect for building maintenance to use the total amount for, and so then they would reimburse that fund with the excess funds from other projects. So instead of
yeah, I'll amend it to use capital improvements.
And Judge, as Tim mentioned here, there's approximately, you know, we're the only ones on the third floor presently. It's been sitting vacant. I think the building's about 9 years old, the remainder of the building, but it's all air conditioned, and a great amount of the materials have been sitting there, the doors, the ceiling tiles, a lot of the lighting, a lot of that is already there. So when we got an estimate, I think it's a little old now, it's back in January or February, and it would just open our hallway up and extend it down a little ways. There's around 5,500 square feet, I think, on that whole side of the hall, and this would still leave around 3,500, 3,600, so still a lot of room for additional build-out. But this will let us create, he talked in the conference room, we typically call them like war rooms from private practice and elsewhere. When we're trying to prepare for trial, we need to be able to leave things out for some period of time. Open records, we're getting open records requests of thousands of pages. We need to be able to lay them out and go through them. So that's what we call a war room. We can leave things in, you know, maybe it's a matter of days or a week or two as we prepare for trial or something else. So.
And this wouldn't go even all the way to where the ERP build-out is. We're going to stop before that. It's
no,
not
yeah,
that whole
still space.
Space
left.
There will still be space to expand in that.
Okay. Is that a motion, Commissioner?
Yeah, we have a motion.
Second.
Any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Thank you.
Motion carried.
Thanks.
Gospel Precinct 1.
Morning, Judge and Commissioners.
Morning.
Morning.
Today is Lieutenant Leslie Zimlick.
Got it.
She's our lieutenant at the school.
May your favor.
Willis. First thing we have on our on the floor this morning is to consider an approved contract between the Custom Enforcement for the reimbursement of joint operations expenses from the Treasury Forfeiture Fund. Please allow budget line 5511-7202 to cover benefits associated with the contract in the amount of $398.40. This is agreement is for the additional allotment for year 2018. Please designate Montgomery County Constable Precinct 1 Philip Cash as official to sign and execute any and all related documents. This is our ICAC officers.
Move.
Second.
Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Good job on what you guys do with the ICAC program.
Thank you, sir. The second is consider and approve amendment to interlocal agreement with Willis ISD for an additional school resource officer and authorize one additional full-time deputy position to be fully funded by the Willis Independent School District. Please designate Montgomery County Constable Philip Cash as the authorized official to sign and execute any and all associated documents.
How many deputies will that give y'all?
Seven.
Okay. I move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Constable. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tax assessor collector.
Good morning, Judge, Commissioners. I'm appearing for Ms. McCray. That is, item 15A is a proposed amendment to a tax abatement agreement. We have not received it back from the business, so we asked to defer it. The basis of the agreement is to give them more time to ramp up because they were delayed in their construction because of Hurricane Harvey last year. But at this point, we want to defer
it. So we'll defer.
Okay. 16A, Sheriff.
Under 16A, we ask that you consider and approve reallocation of excess position funds of the Sheriff's budgets. Excess funds will be used to increase funding for the county radio shop manager position. Please move funds effective August the 11th. What this is our radio system manager, the one that manages the entire county radio system. That position's been vacant since February. We've been unable to attract a qualified candidate, although we've done a national search. We did have one qualified applicant out of North Dakota, but he wouldn't accept the salary that we were trying to give him, even the cobbled together salary that hasn't been approved. So we're trying to get some money together. And what this is are excess funds from positions that have been vacated and replaced at a lower starting salary rate. So these funds are within our budget.
Move.
Second.
Other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye. Thank you, Sheriff.
Motion carried. Sheriff, where are we on the tower? Is that construction
moving? All those moves are in place. Everything is moving along. So we've
got all the land squared.
That's done. Y'all approved
good.
All of that.
That's not on the agenda, Judge. Probably shouldn't be talking about that.
That's a question I'm asking the Sheriff in open meeting. Thank you, Sheriff.
Sir.
Thank you, Sheriff.
We do that oftentimes, too, Commissioner, if you recall.
Morning, Gilbert.
Purchasing.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Our first item is to take all appropriate action to approve the following highly qualified provider per Government Code 2254 for the external audit services with Weaver and Tidwell in the amount not to exceed $50,000.
Move.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
The next item is to take all appropriate action to approve the purchase of painting the Montgomery County Mental Health Facility through the interlocal agreement with Choice Partners, contract 16054JN09, the amount of $187,891.56. The vendor is Cash Construction. They're the vendor that holds the Choice Partners contract. That Nash Construction didn't make it on the agenda, but I think we're okay, right? With notice? Okay.
And this will be paid with the excess funds.
Yes, sir.
That exactly. We have built up for mental health.
That's correct.
I move.
Second. Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Carry.
Be able to finish this by the deadline?
That's what we're trying to accomplish
now. Okay. Good. Thank you.
Okay, we now need to recess our commissioner's court and convene public hearings in precinct 1 and 4.
Good morning. Commissioner, did you want me to take the public hearings?
Please.
Under item 18A is a public hearing to consider a partial revision of 3 reserve lots in Cape Conroe Section 2, to be known as Cape Conroe Section 2 partial replat. This is combining 3 reserves into 1 reserve. We have a no objection letter from the HOA.
Anybody here to discuss this item this morning? I don't believe it is.
And if we could take item 18A, 2, and 3 together, this is actions to consider and take appropriate action, close and abandon some streets and alleys in the town site of Dobbin. BNSF Railway Corporation is changing their tracks, and they've bought up a lot of property that is adjacent to these, and so we have petitions signed by both BNSF and all other adjoining landowners. Close and vacate a number of streets in Dobbin. They are Cat's Paw, also known as Cat Paw Trail, parts of 2nd Street, Avenue A, Avenue B, and Avenue C, and alleys associated there with some of them under both 2 and 3. We do have, there are representatives of BNSF here to answer any questions. And for the court's benefit, here's a diagram of what is happening. Way at that point.
And they purchased all the property they need for this turnaround?
Yes, as of, I believe, the last purchase was.
Not all the properties have been purchased.
Huh?
Not all the properties have been purchased. We're here. We have been purchased.
We do have somebody here today.
Yes,
Sally? It's about BNSF and Dobbin. It's about
some other properties.
It is. Is it okay if Sally speaks this morning?
Yes, it's a public hearing.
Okay. Sally, would you want to come up? Oh, you got 3 minutes now.
Public hearing. It's open.
Hello, my name is Sally McGehee. We have property in Precinct 1, and our property parallels the proposed BNSF siding along Highway 105, so we're not excited about another stretch of track fronting our property, nor do we care for the rerouting of the same road across our property and parallel to the siding. We've been sliced and diced by multiple pipelines, utility easements, roads, railroads, so this siding is not our first rodeo. But rather than focusing on our case, we are hoping the commissioners will examine what the project means for all constituents. In the process, maybe we all can learn and benefit. As you know, BNSF has 2 lines that intersect in Dobbin, the line from Teague to Houston, and the west-east line from Navasota to Cleveland. The proposed siding on the west to east side suggests that BNSF plans more use of the Dobbin connection to send trains west to east over to Cleveland and down to the east side of Houston and Beaumont. The siding, we believe, allows BNSF to queue up and handle more trains. We're asking you to consider the impact of the traffic flow from more trains, longer trains, slower moving trains, as they come on and off that siding. More trains, longer trains, and slower trains suggest more delays for commuters, commercial and emergency vehicles, noise and air quality concerns, and more safety issues. We're hoping you step up to BNSF and advocate for all of us. Why is another siding needed since there's already one siding between 149 and Conroe and another between Conroe and Cleveland? Would extending the length of either or both of those sidings be a viable alternative and result in less negative consequences? How much traffic delay is forecast for each at grade? How many trains use the line daily? How many are forecast to use the new siding? Would installation and technology such as a centralized traffic control operations system meet your needs with fewer headaches for the county? The Harris County Regional Freight Improvement Plan predicts a second main line from Plantersville to Cleveland. Do you have plans for another track between these points in the next 20 years? We see where there are quite a few announced developments north of 105 around Lake Conroe. That means, of course, more folks often needing to drive south in a southerly direction to work or other activities intersecting with the railroad. So answers to these questions should inform your planning, not to mention the decisions of developers and future residents. I have an enlarged map that I can show with a poor line site we discussed with Mr. Metter, pulling out onto the proposed county road crossing on Highway 105 as rapidly moving vehicles approach from the east curve in the road. When is the joint Montgomery County and TxDOT meeting to discuss a slower speed zone, traffic lights, turn lanes, medians, or a need for enlarged shoulders in this area scheduled to take place? Thank you for the opportunity to give some input.
Thank you, Sally. We do have a BNSF person here. Hello.
Please come up.
Would you mind addressing a few of Ms. McGee's questions, please?
I'll try. There's a lot of questions there. I'm Jeff Estes. I'm a manager of engineering for BNSF out of Fort Worth. What were some of the questions? We're talking about the siding, or are we talking about the connector? Because the picture you got there, that's talking about vacating streets and alleyways.
Well, that's another question.
We're talking
about the siding at the McGee's property.
Okay. The siding on McGee's property.
Right.
So the need for the siding is more or less what you said. We need to bring trains from Teague down and turn and go east over to Conroe and then eventually down to Beaumont. There's not any sidings long enough to fit a train. And this was the best location to put one right next to the diamond or the interconnector that we have right there in Dauvin. That way the trains that are coming from Somerville across can use it, and then the ones that come from the north coming down can use it as well.
So on the McGee's property,
mm-hmm.
which they've owned for generations, they're going to have a train sitting there
in front
of their property. Is
not necessarily. So sidings that we build, we plan them for 10,000 foot. Our trains are 8,000, 7,500 foot long. But what we do, these are meet pass sidings.
What?
Meet pass.
Oh, okay.
So the train from the east would come into the siding, and then the train from the west would come along and go right along there, and then the other one would leave. Some of the other locations, this is not one of them, but some of the other locations have crew change locations where they stop the train, the crew get it off, another crew gets back on. And so that's where you see that train sitting idling for long periods of time. Usually in the depots, I don't know if Conroe has one, but I know Somerville, we have a yard in Somerville that the trains sit. But this is not a siding where the train's going to sit for long periods of time. Also, there was a need to relocate Old Dauvin Road further out of the crossing so we're not affecting the traffic. And that's what we've worked with TxDOT as well and the county to make sure that we have that turn lanes in there.
Who have you worked with the county?
We, the county engineer, Mike.
Mark Mooney?
I believe you've had some discussions with Mike Meissner.
Yes.
Yeah, and I met with you one time, but...
Yes.
Mark, would you come up, please? I have a couple questions. Can the railroad company move one of my roads without my consent?
Not to my knowledge.
Old Dobbin?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
I guess we could probably refer to that session if we need, but I don't. I'm not familiar with that.
They would have to go through the county.
With the county?
Yes.
To move a county road?
To acquire that right of way.
But they're moving a county road.
Well, that's what I mean. If you're talking about... without the county's consent, they can't, you know, the county has control of their roads generally, but if they're going to buy, eliminate a road, you know, in order to even make the county move it to pursue them, otherwise they would have to actually condemn our rights in that right of way that they can have control over.
And they have that power to do that?
Probably under, they condemn, railroad condemn.
Them a county road.
Oh, yeah, I haven't researched it, but that's fine.
Have they done that? I mean, if they're moving, they're talking about moving his road. Have they done that?
No, they have not done that.
No, they've not. And far as I know, have y'all had any discussion about it, Mark?
I've had no discussion at all.
There's a lot to be done here.
Well,
you want to do county road in your question?
Well, that's why we're buying the property, to move the road.
And putting a crossing at a curve in a dangerous area.
I don't know about dangerous in the curve, but we are working with TxDOT to figure out where that interest is.
There's quite a few things here that, like I say, we've got a ways to go on this.
And
right now, I'm not on board with it. I mean, maybe y'all can force it, maybe can't. I don't know. We may have to find that out. But in the meantime, who's going to build the road?
We'd like to have an opportunity in my office, certainly with our traffic engineer, to sit with everybody involved and formulate a plan for what, if they do have that authority like Mr. Griffin's talking about, we'd like to have a chance to talk about how we're going to route traffic. And I don't think, maybe Beitler has, but my guys have not.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I would pay you.
I'm Mark Mooney. County engineer.
Yeah, good thing you meet him.
Okay.
County engineer.
So I don't know if we didn't meet with you.
No.
We were meeting with Mike, and we met with the other Mike, talked to preliminary stuff, and then we've talked to Mike several times after that, talked about where we're going. And then I think he said, well, it looks okay for us. You have to get with TxDOT because it's their road you're tying into. And we haven't actually met with TxDOT. Our consultant has gone back and forth, but we're not opposed to sitting down with you at all.
I don't know what that line of sight is.
That's what we're trying to do in the beginning. We're trying to get all this planned out, make sure everything's good to go. And
well, I mean, there's some...
Her land is affected.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly going to damage the value of their property. I mean, you got to admit that it is. But actually moving a county road that's been there for 100 years to another location, county's got to be involved with this. And
absolutely.
I know we met with y'all 2 or 3 months ago, whatever it was, on the preliminary stuff. But since then, we've not, as far as road construction, as far as line of sight on TxDOT. I don't know if you have TxDOT's approval yet.
No.
There's a lot to be done here.
No, and we're not opposed to any of that stuff. We'll sit down with you guys.
Okay, Commissioner, we're getting a little far from the public hearing.
I know we are. And I give.
Ms. Stewart is here, and her land is affected. She's right beside us. BNSF is trying to put a road in a low place where there's a lot of erosion problems.
And that's what we'll address, Ms. McGeehee. But the thing that's on the agenda is strictly the abandonment of the roads in downtown Dobbin. So thank you for coming this morning.
So,
Mark, thank you.
Quick question.
Hold on, guys. Wait a minute.
Just so I understand, you've got two converging lines, and you're just building a turnaround. Is that what?
So that little, I think that's a little.
And that's pretty much done. This is.
Is it?
What we're talking about is another deal.
Okay.
This is done.
Okay. All right.
With regard to what you have before you, all the adjoining property owners have signed the two third petitions. There's one with BNSF, railroad company, and McKay's or McKay on Avenue C. Then all the others, the adjoining landowners were either BNSF or the Clopton, and they both signed off on it. At least BNSF acquired the last of the property on this on the 13th of April.
Yeah, this is done. Okay, thank you, guys.
Okay.
There's somebody back here.
Anybody else here that would like to address this issue? Please state your name, please.
Anthony Porter. I live on Second Street in Dobbin. And all adjoining properties may have been bought for that track section. But if you're going to close Second Street, you're going to put me out of my home because I live on that road. So I would like to ask it not be closed. I haven't been approached by the railroad to be bought out. So
that is a change, Mr. Porter. They just yesterday realized the description on the Second Street portion was wrong, and I received revised description on that. So in the order, it is revised to not cut you off.
Okay. Well, that'd be fine then.
Okay. Thanks for coming this morning. Yeah, that's a problem.
That one worked out. That's good. Good.
Is there anybody else that would like to address this issue this morning?
Hi, I'm Albert Petita. I'm a real estate agent with HDR, the Ford BNSF. I just wanted to clarify that there's two different projects here. The one before you is the Y connection, and that's one separate project, and the siding is a different, another project that is not on the agenda.
We realize that.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify.
Yeah, we realize that.
All right.
Okay, I believe that's everybody.
Yeah, two items in precinct.
Whoa, I think this gentleman here.
Got one more.
My name is Jesus Lopez. I live in Country Road. And my concern of building that railroad, it's going to be, we're going to be right in the middle. And I have my kids. And they think about they're going to close it and all that. So I feel unsafe being right in the middle of those train tracks for my kids and everything.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else? That's good. I believe that's all, Judge.
And I'll go ahead and take the public hearings on 18B. 18B1 is to consider the parcel revision of Reserve A, Block 1 of Cleveland 105 DTP edition, to be known as Cleveland 105 DTP edition partial replat number 1. There's no HOA on this. This is to create a commercial reserve. This is to create a purpose of replat is create a restricted reserve. I believe it's already a reserve.
Is there anyone here that would like to discuss that issue? Seeing none, BD. Item 2.
Item 2 is to consider a partial revision of Lot 15, Block 2 of Peach Creek Plantation, Section 2, to be known as Peach Creek Plantation, Section 2, Partial Replat Number 2. This divides the Lot 15, Block 2 into two lots. We have a no objection letter from the HOA.
Anyone here to discuss that issue? Seeing none, we now need to adjourn our public hearing and reconvene Commissioner's Court. I guess the only two items in BD that need to action are the two under County Engineer. Is that correct?
And actually, if you need to take action on the closing of the streets and alleys in Dobbin, that's up for agenda. There's some proposed orders for you to sign.
We don't need a motion on any of the B items?
Yes, sir.
B1 and 2, do we need a motion on them?
Yeah.
Yes, you would need to move and second and approve that.
B1.
Street closures require unanimous approval.
Okay, I move on A1, 2, and 3, and B1 and 2.
Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Mr. Precinct. Precinct One.
That's the, I believe you just have moved on those. That's the replat that we just did under the public hearing.
How about item 20A, Commissioner Nutter's item?
Yeah. Oh, we're at 28?
Yeah, 20A.
Consider approve closing part-time recycle technician position and open full-time recycle technician position, move all salary and benefit dollars totaling $22,352 from part-time to full-time, an additional $36,000 in salary and benefits needed to cover the additional medical insurance and position moving from part-time to full-time. I move.
Second. Questions or comments? All in favor? Motion carries. Commissioners, before we recess for executive session, we do have one person that signed up to speak on an item that we're going to be discussing in executive session. Mr. Yalick.
My name is Eric Yalick. I'm from Precinct 3. I wanted to talk about agenda item number 21A. As you know, I've seen the June 28, 2018 letter that Judge Robin released to the Commissioner's Court publicly. Judge Robin and the committee, the Courthouse Security Committee, expressed legitimate concerns about the security of our courthouse. I've had some concerns about courthouse security myself ever since I moved here in 1992. And certainly when I served as president of the Bar Association from 2005 to 2006. But I've never liked the program, for example, whereby attorneys can bypass the security system by getting those little cards through the sheriff's office. The reason I don't do that myself is because the only time I've ever been near a courthouse shooting, it happened to be an attorney who was pulling the trigger in Tarrant County. What is clearly objectionable to the proposals of the Courthouse Security Committee is that they react like many overreactions to Homeland Security concerns. They're often rationalizations for big government and heavy tax spending to a tragic incident in Travis County that occurred on a private driveway because a district judge was advertising herself on her license plates as being a district judge. So my concern this morning is greater. The county government is in a fiscal nightmare of a mess. At least for the past 4 years, and actually quite a while longer, you've done nothing to minimize expenditures. Now, thanks to massive waste and inefficiency, and thanks to bloated salaries and too many managers, a proposal such as the June 28 letter would break the taxpayers' backs. What is even more frightening about it is that no one even knows how much it would cost. That raises the question why County Judge Craig Doyle would even sign such a letter to indicate his endorsements of its proposals. What you, Judge Doyle, at least should know is that the county's taxpayers have had enough, and we can't bear major new spending initiatives. I understand Judge Robin's concerns. As I said, I've been in a courthouse when a shooting occurred, and I'd prefer not to go through that experience again. But Homeland Security is not a blank check, as the teachings of Ed Snowden, Senator Rand Paul, Sheriff Rand Henderson, and Senator Ted Cruz have made clear. You've got to balance fiscal concerns with appropriate security measures. For you to sign off on that letter, Judge Doyle, was fiscally irresponsible. You are the one signatory on that letter who should know better. The golden hammer goes to you, sir.
All right. We now need to recess our commissioner's court for executive session under Article 551071, 551072, and 551076. Reconvene our commissioner's court. We have one item, action item out of executive session. We have a resolution and order to settle claim A-16-0068 out of the risk management property and casualty budget. Phyllis, y'all got that all worked out? That can be done?
Yes, Judge, we did discuss that with risk management.
Okay.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. That's the only item necessary for action out of executive session. Commissioner, you wanted to revisit an item?
Yeah, I wanted to revisit the, what is it, 9FC, the Eisler contract. Instead of having that funded out of contingency, I just want to move to have that funded out of my precinct budget so we can move forward with that contract as a professional services contract for Precinct 3.
Is the funding the only problem? Is that the only problem we got, is the funding?
That's, I think it, I just think that it's something I want to do. It's under the threshold to get it done.
Again, I understand that.
And it's...
We don't have the...
Do we want a...
The limits and all of the...
The thing that I'm looking for is for somebody to help us out with I-45. That's the big news.
Help what, I'm sorry?
To help us get funding to fix I-45. We know we're going through the PEL study right now. I want somebody in Austin to help us lobby for the funding to make this happen. And if while he's there, he can lobby for us to receive, help us as a county with flood efforts, then that's great. I mean, it's no different than any...
I disagree that we need someone to do some things like that. I just don't know if having them report to any one member of the court wouldn't be better than having them report to the entire court.
Well, it's, I mean, if you want to strike that line, having the reason why it was reporting to me is because that's primarily the section of I-45 that's under, you know, in the study.
There's a lot of issues that we need.
I think it's just a point of contact. It's no different.
I agree with you. If that's your project and you're paying it out of your budget.
Well, is that the only thing we're going to let him do?
Works for me.
Is that all we're going to do, let him go negotiate or work with TechDOT on 45?
Funding and looking for flood efforts. I mean, if you want him to, you can...
I do want him to. That's what I... But I want to know what we're going to do and how we're going to go about doing it.
I think we...
That's what I want to know.
Give him that information as we go. But right now, I just want to pay for him to go to Austin and represent Precinct 3 in those interests.
I mean, he's paid him.
Yeah, you can give me half of it.
So for specifically funding for I-45?
For I-45 and any flood-related efforts down in the precinct. That's for me, yeah. And if you want to jump in and work with 45 and he'll report to both of us, 1488 and...
I'm talking 1488, I'm talking Spring Creek, I'm talking San Jacinto River, I'm talking all of that. But I want to know what our limits are and what we're doing. That's what
perfect.
I want to know.
And it's spelled out in the agreement.
So is your motion, I'm not putting words in your mouth, but is your motion I-45 and flood-related issues?
Correct. And if you want to add...
1488.
And then we'll split the cost.
Any state road. I want to add any state road.
Perfect. I'm good with that.
You okay with that?
Yep.
The contract as it currently is more general. It doesn't limit it like that.
Do we need to reword the contract?
No, it's more general now.
More general now.
We provide him direction based like what we're doing now. Correct?
So is the contract, is it effective with what we're trying to do, or do we need to reword the contract?
No, the contract would fall within what you're trying to do right now. It would be at the direction of the county representative, which right now is Precinct 3,
and we'll make
Nowak.
It to be both of us.
I'll split the cost, any state road and flood related issues.
Perfect.
And y'all too will split the cost out of your budget.
Yeah.
Move.
Second.
Any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Come see me, bro.
Perfect. All right.
First.
Come see us.
Good
heaven.
Now we have a citizen's comment. Are there any citizens that would like to address the court today on an item that was not on today's agenda? Mr. O'Sullivan.
Bill O'Sullivan, Precinct 3. I just want to talk briefly about the new rules. Thank you for publishing them. There's just wasn't one thing. When you restrict the amount of time people have to speak, I mean, I've been coming here for a week or two, and I can't think in the last 6 years, except for a few things, going over half hour. And those those were pretty intense issues, probably the animal shelter and the road bond that went beyond that. So you have the power to extend that, and I would just like the words, that power to extend, not be unreasonably withheld, so that...
What? No. Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Anyone else that would like to address the court on an item or not on today's agenda?
Good morning, Judge and Council. This is I'm Jennifer Steen. I'm in Precinct 1, but I wanted to come to you and talk to you about Family Promise just real quick. I'm on the board of Family Promise. It's a nonprofit organization. Sorry, I didn't turn the light. Right here in the county that helps homeless families, and we have a fall fundraiser coming up on October 6th. The work that Family Promise does, it helps families that are homeless. It gives them a 90-day program so they get them back on their feet so that they can be they can have a home. And we just had a student at Conroe High School graduate in the spring. She would not have been able to graduate from Conroe High School if it weren't for Family Promise, and they're now helping her go on to college. So if y'all would just take some time, look at the organization, and just wanted to spread the information. Thank you.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? All right, commissioners, I entertain a motion to adjourn our commissioner's court.
Move.
All in favor?
Yeah. One correction under miscellaneous.
Second.
I thought lawyers talking. The plat on Peach Creek Plantation, on which the public hearing was held,
mm-hmm.
is not ready for approval, so if Commissioner Metter would amend his motion on action on just to not include B1 and B2.
Okay, I'll amend my motion to include only 18A, 1, 2, and 3, and B1.
Yes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, now I'll have entertain a motion to adjourn our commissioner's court meeting.
Moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We are adjourned. That's until 1 o'clock.